Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to another special edition of the Four Scenes Fire American Soccer Show special Copa America Centenario Day 12 review, the final day of the group stage, as we have Group D games going on, and this is it, the last one, as right now Argentina is taking on Bolivia, and we're just seeing, here we go, Lionel Messi not happy with what Yasmani Campos did on the tackle, and you just gotta say it's just not right there to you know. Ooh, and Messi gets shoved as well, so Yasmani Campos will be booked for that one. And you know what? You just don't want to see that happening. This is gonna be you don't want to see that happening at all, especially you know, this thing is over, man. This is over. It's just not worth the headache to see a fight break out. We all know Bolivia is going to go out, and they're done here. They're down 3-0. Lionel Messi subbed into the second half. So basically it's just a Messi show. But still, you don't want to see that. And you just want to see these guys, you know, finish it up. You know, just want to see this thing, you know, finishing up, and then we take this break and tomorrow, and then we go straight to the quarterfinals as the United States will take on Ecuador over at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington. But still, Chile in the early match, Chile did what they had to do against Panama, and really, what you saw out there was the defending Copa America champions taking care of business as they went out there down by a goal early in the match. Bravo, who makes a mess of it, unfortunately, on the rip. It's one of those things where you just don't want to see it happen, but it does. It happened, and you just want to say that that's a situation for Chile just, you know, didn't look like they came out of the gates right off the bat, but still, though, it's a good sign there to see that they did make a fight. They did make a comeback. My goodness, to see them go out there and coming back in this one was absolutely unbelievable. And then we saw Chile coming out big time to see them go out there and just coming back and putting in goals like there's nobody's business. And they just absolutely just did a great job out there. And you just have to say it was a wonderful match, and it was a wonderful game that we all saw. And even though Panama pulled one back to make it 3-2, I mean, it was already over. Alexis Sanchez, the Arsenal man, gets his brace. Vargas, in the first half, gets his brace. Sanchez makes it 2 in the second half. And that's the end of it, really. I mean, that's all you can really ask for. It's all over but the shouting. And as we already know what is going on here, there is a substitution being made here as Bolivia is going to make a big – not I shouldn't say a big, but they're going to make a substitution. So they're just going to go out there and just go over there and just, you know, I'm not saying they're going to, you know, throw in the towel, but obviously it's all over when it's 7-0. So we'll see what happens in this one. But still, it's a situation, once again, you just have to say that for the, you know, for Bolivia, you know, this one's over with. It's just over and done with, and there's nothing more you can do, there's nothing more you can say. I mean, 3-0 Argentina, all goals so far in the first half. Messi subbing in at the start of the second half. I mean, he needs some minutes. So why not? He needs some minutes and he needs to get out there, and we'll see what happens as they move forward here. And, of course, once again, you know, this thing's all over, really, so you don't really have to worry about it. But still, yeah, you have to say that they had a great night. It looks like Sergio Aguero is about to get subbed out. Or not. Here comes the kick, goal kick from the Bolivian keeper. And if Messi scores a goal, we'll let you know real quick. It's just going to be a short one. It's just going to be a very, very short one because obviously it's just, you know, it's all over but the shouting, really. Argentina's going to win Group D. It's really as simple as that. So we're just going to have a short show tonight to talk about this. But still, though, it's a situation where, once again, Messi is just going to play 45 minutes. And it's really not much you can talk about in this one. So we'll just go right ahead to the quarterfinal schedule. Now we have another booking on a Bolivian player, on another harsh tackle against an Argentine midfielder. And, I mean, if that's all they're going to do, Bolivia, I mean, that's all they're going to do. They're going to foul and leave a mess. And that's a dangerous tackle. I mean, he got booked for it, number 13 of Bolivia. And that is Alejandro Milane. And you know what? I would have just sent him off. I would have sent him off. But that's just me. I would have sent him off. And, you know, got to, you know, put some authority down. I would have sent him off and say, listen, it's not my fault that you decided to tackle him like that. So that's why I'm going to send you off. So right there and then, see what happens moving forward. But let's go ahead now to the quarterfinals. Here's the schedule once again on Thursday night, June 16th, over at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington. The United States will be taking on, which of course, surprisingly, they are Group A winners. They will be taking on the runners-up of Group B in Ecuador at CenturyLink Field. That's at 9:30 p.m. start time. On Friday, June the 17th, that'll be, I think, 8 o'clock Eastern at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Group B winner Peru will be taking on Group A runner-up Colombia. And that's going to be a big matchup right there. I would like to see what Peru is going to do. Maybe they'll upset Colombia. We'll see what happens. But that should be a good matchup. Expect Colombia maybe to be the better side. But if Peru can make an upset, that would be big. And that's on Friday, June 17th. On Saturday, June the 18th, Argentina, which, of course, they already won Group D, they'll be taking on Group C runners-up in Venezuela, and that'll be at Gillette Stadium at 7 o'clock Eastern on June 18th. And then the evening of that day, over at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, Group C winners Mexico will be taking on Group D runners-up in Chile. And that'll be at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific start time. So get ready for that. So then the winners of match 25 and match 27, of course, USA Ecuador winner versus the Argentina Venezuela winner, will meet in Houston on June 21st. And on June 22nd, you will have the Peru Colombia winner taking on the Mexico Chile winner over at Soldier Field in Chicago, Illinois. And then the final will be on Sunday night, June the 26th, over at MetLife Stadium. So, once again, we got ourselves a fantastic situation for quarterfinal games, and then we'll see what happens in the semifinal games. But still, though, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen in these matchups. And once again, you know, this one is already over. They're already into second half stoppage time. probably going to blow the whistle very soon. It was a 2 minutes of stoppage time. Yeah, it's just 2 minutes of stoppage time. It's really not much going on here for Bolivia. They're going to go home. And just end it the way it is. I mean, Yasmani Campos will just go home with a fantastic, I would say, goal of the tournament in my book. And we'll just see what happens as we just see what's going to happen here. But here's another opportunity for Argentina, but they'll lose the ball. Bolivia will handle it. Last minute coming up of two in stoppage time, or maybe there's more. Well, it looks like it's 2 minutes. So we'll see what happens here. But once again, the referee should blow his whistle to end it. Ah, there's another yellow card coming. And we'll see what happens as we keep on going here. But once again, those are your quarterfinal matches in this Copa America Centenario. It was a slow start to this tournament, a very slow start to this tournament. But then again, it just kicked into gear midway through the first games of the group stage. And then it just completely went ballistic. And, you know, obviously, Lionel Messi does that hat trick coming off the bench in the second match over in Chicago at Soldier Field against Panama. And we'll see what happens here. And I think that's going to be it. Yes, it will. Final whistle blows in Group D. Final whistle blows in the group stage as we have once again our winners and runners-up getting ready for a quick quarterfinals. And you know what? It was nice seeing Lionel Messi being out there, but obviously this one's all over but the shouting. And we can now worry about tomorrow here in the United States. Actually, tonight, if I can give a little update, U.S. Open Cup action going on right now. A couple of fourth-round matches. Already one is finished. We have the Colorado Rapids with a late goal by Dylan Cerna, making it 1-0 in the 84th minute. We got Real Salt Lake 2, Wilmington Hammerheads 2, already in extra time. The Portland Timbers are leading 2-0 on the San Jose Earthquakes right now. We're in the 79th minute of that one. And in the 83rd minute, we have the LA Galaxy 1 and La Máquina 1. The Galaxy, who took that early lead in the 15th minute by Raul Mendiola. And then all of a sudden, in the 15th minute, then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, Rafael Garcia gets a straight red card for a horrific challenge in the 17th minute. And then in about 11 minutes later, it's Edwin Barboa, the former Chivas USA man, who levels the match at 1 for La Máquina, and it's 1-1 over at the StubHub Center. So we got ourselves some interesting matches going on here in the Open Cup in the fourth round. And don't forget, listen to me on Rabble.tv tomorrow night, as I will be calling the majority of these round four matches in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And it should be exciting to watch. And we will definitely follow me on, of course, Rabble.tv. And I hope you will listen to it. Just look for the 40 Scenes Fire American Soccer Show logo that is a part of it. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And I personally cannot wait to see what's going to happen. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, the group stages are over. That is it. Once again, here are your quarterfinal matches. The United States taking on Ecuador this Thursday at CenturyLink Field, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, June 16th. Thursday, June 17th at MetLife Stadium, Peru will be taking on Colombia. And then on Saturday, June the 18th, at Gillette Stadium, Argentina against Venezuela. And then later on the nightcap, Mexico to take on Chile in the quarterfinals. Join me once again here at 40 Scenes Fire, the American Soccer Show, over at blogtalkradio.com/40ScenesFire. I want to thank you for listening to this quick review. And once again, it's all over there as Argentina defeats Bolivia 3-0 and Chile defeats Panama 4-2 in the earlier Group D match. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you very much for listening to me tonight. Join me on Thursday night to review USA Ecuador. Bye-bye for now. Enjoy your football.